It's 7 in the morning because it was the only time that Skylar and I could find to record this video. And we're doing it again. How tough are these stat blocks? Challenge rating? It's not reliable, but I think a really reliable method is to find out how these creatures actually perform in combat. And last time, Jarlaxle versus Strahd, it went perfectly fine without any flaws, and there was nothing wrong with the way that I ran that at all. Could Strahd have casted Sea Invisibility or Greater Invisibility or whatever it was? Maybe. And could I have flown under the stage so that Jarlaxle did absolutely nothing? Maybe. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to battle as Vecna and Zariel, who are roughly the same challenge rating. I think they're exactly the same challenge rating, actually.
I've been researching Zariel's stat block. I'm so excited to run her. I stayed up all night pretty much reading it, memorizing all of her abilities. I think I'm ready.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Skylar, no, buddy. You spent the past couple days watching Stranger Things. Get on Vecna.
But big lady. She's huge. Why is she large? I mean, I know her stat block in and out because I was reading it all night, and this isn't a bit. She's 4 times the size of Vecna canonically?
No, I thought I would do you a favor, man, and pummel you with the large woman.
We're taking that out. Looking at Vecna's stat block, here's what I think. As long as you're not immune to necrotic damage, I think I stand a chance.
I think there's a big health imbalance here.
So I'm at 272. What's your health number?
Do you have regeneration of any kind?
That's
okay, man. You don't need it. You have invisibility and plane shift. You can just leave.
That's a forfeit, brother. That's a disconnect.
It's true.
And after that, my matchmaking will get penalized.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lich.
I guess neither of us truly die when we die here. So
nobody really dies in Derry and Final Destination.
Yeah. Well, good thing we're not fighting here because we're going to have a selection of maps. Before we get into this fight, though, this video is sponsored by Factor. This video is sponsored by Factor. Living an active and healthy lifestyle isn't always easy, especially during the holidays. It can feel overwhelming. But with Factor, you have the flexibility to stay active, have convenient meals, and still have time to celebrate. Factor delivers ready-to-eat meals right to your doorstep. 2 minutes in the microwave, and you have a delicious meal ready. With Factor's new expanded menu, it's easy to find meals that you enjoy and that fit your needs. Factor has doubled the size of their menu to 80-plus rotating weekly meals. Factor allows you to stay on track with wellness-forward meals made with whole food ingredients that taste incredible. This week, Emma and I got to try these salads that they have, and they were so good. And obviously, these don't go in the microwave. You just mix it, and it's ready. It's even more convenient. Also, these superfood bars that they have are so delicious. I'm being serious. Emma took them home and they were gone in 2 days. So head to factor75.com or click the link below and use code FIREBALLFB50 to get 50% off plus free breakfast for a whole year. All right, back to the video. We're going to do battle. Also, I'm kind of excited to see how the Vecna stat block does because, I don't know. It's kind of cool that there's like an official Vecna now.
And not just like, hey, let me put some rims on this lich stat block.
Yeah, literally. But what we're going to do is I've gone into the new Dungeon Master's Guide and there's a bunch of maps in here. We got a barrow crypt, a farmstead, a spooky house. There's literally just one called a spooky house. And we're going to each pick a ban and then we're going to roll. And we're going to fight on one of these maps, and then we'll do this again and fight on a different map, and we'll see who the real Chad is.
I hope that Jacob does not ban the one with the corpses in it that I can cast Animate Dead on.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. I should probably do that. My ban is Ship, actually. I just don't really want to fight in the water. Even though I feel like this would be really beneficial for Zariel because she does have wings and she can fly. This is more of like a video pick. This is like, for the sake of the video, yeah. I think this taking place
Let's
on a boat is
also
not
I have
fun.
A fly speed of 60 feet, so the boat would quickly become... We just leave it.
Where's your Vecna tattoo, bro?
I can't show it, or this factor's going to be angry.
Oh, dang it. All right. Next episode.
It's not in a bad place. It's just a tattoo on my ribs of Vecna being like, I hate convenient meal delivery services. I think I'm banning volcanic caves because I don't have fire damage, immunity, or resistance. And the idea of Zariel just drowning me in lava is funny but scary.
Banned. Let's go ahead and roll. We've got a D13.
dragon lair.
Is there a dragon there?
No.
Is there a dead dragon in there?
I feel like I can't allow you to have this.
Come on, man!
Okay, there is a dead dragon, but he had a contract with Zariel, and he's in the maggot pits now.
As long as his bones are there, man.
I love playing D&D with you, Skylar, but you keep trying to find dragon bones everywhere we go.
I need to make my armor.
Make
I'm trying to level up my smithing.
Armor.
This potion of smithing is only going to last for another 30 seconds.
Vecna is going to, on his turn, take a potion of smithing.
And with my ring of alchemy, my potion of smithing is more powerful than ever.
So is this a three-story, John?
The staircase back here goes down. Do you think we should start in like the middle? Or do you think we should start out in the top up here?
Roll a D3, brother.
You got it.
Otherwise, I'm going down those stairs like Kevin McAllister.
You can't catch me. Throw some grease down.
I got a 6, so we're down here. Okay, we have the map. We are in a dragon lair. This battle of titans amongst the world of D&D. Who will come out on top? And this time, there won't be any bullshit. I'll remember how to read a stat block. Let's roll initiative. Dude, a 16. Nice. 15. Oh, shit. 15. That's less than what you rolled. A lot of your abilities are like, what if teleporting was a little fucked up?
Yeah. So I actually came up with like a dark version of teleport that I'm going to use right now. Just a glimpse Counters. Into my dark reality.
And then,
I'm surprised he just has scrying and not like twisted scrying. Anyone you spy on gets diarrhea. No.
No. Ah! Vecna, he sees me.
I'm just going to draw my knife and walk up to you slowly.
A knife?
Afterthought, yeah.
He has a dagger?
I have a couple psychic damage. What's your psychic damage policy?
It's like 3% APR. At least.
If I refer a friend and start direct deposit, can I get an improved rate? Anyway, I'm about to direct deposit a lightning bolt. Go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
As I hurl a bolt of lightning at your countenance.
Hey, that's pretty good. I mean, she can take lightning damage, so that dexterity save is only +7. That's a 9. But that's going to be a legendary resistance we're going to use on that one. 34.
So half of 34. This is going to go great. Can I use my bonus action for anything? Vile teleport. I think 30 feet up, looking at the side map, 30 feet up is solid stone.
It is.
So I can't do that. Although, that would be non-magical bludgeoning damage. So I think I'd be okay. I'm going to spend 10 more feet of movement to get behind this pillar.
Okay.
Do I have legendary actions?
Yeah, you should. If he doesn't have legendary actions, this stat block is ridiculous.
Vecna, brother. Actions, bonus actions, reactions, traits. Do I not have legendary actions?
What in the hell? He's Vecna. He doesn't have legendary actions.
Your turn.
All right. Well, you have reactions. That's cool.
I have reaction because I can only use one per turn, but
I see that now. You have 3 reactions per round.
They have completely taken away my ability to use those reactions in such a way that they could be like extra actions in a 1v1 fight, which is fair. Vecna was not built for a 1v1 fight. By the way, I only resist necrotic damage.
He's Vecna!
Yeah. There's this fun little part of my stat block that says Vecna uses Flight of the Damned. If available, Rotten Fate or Spellcasting, then makes 2 attacks with Afterthought. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm arguing with somebody I made up in my head who's leaving a comment in the future.
They exist. They're real. They're real.
So first of all, sit down, shut up, and listen. Here, my options for multi-attack are Flight of the Damned, Rotten Fate, or Spellcasting, and then 2 attacks with Afterthought. Was not going to march into melee to make 2 attacks with Afterthought.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Flight of the Damned deals necrotic damage. Rotten Fate deals necrotic damage. Hey, is Zariel perhaps immune to the frightened condition?
She is.
Okay, so it would also frighten her. Psych. First of all, Lightning Bolt is an optimal play. Second of all, you. I made you up.
Can I hit you with my flail now?
Yeah, dude, go ahead, man.
I'm going to bonk you on the head.
Waiting for Vecna to finish his rant.
30!
My armor class is 18. Does that hit?
Who 18? Does he have shield?
It's not in my reactions, man. Is this worse than Strahd? Okay, deal damage.
Here's 59 damage.
Okay. I'm assuming it's magical piercing.
Fiery weapon. Zariel's weapon attacks are magical.
Oh.
You know what's really cool about this flail? Is that it attacks twice with a 23. There's 46 damage.
Okay. You've got a backup fight planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now attack with your hammer.
Hey, here's Warhammer, and it's only one-handed because she's only got the one hand. Why would they make a two-handed version? She only has one hand.
Guys, come on. Honestly, girl, same. I do resist the cold damage. Three. So Vecna sees Zariel across the dungeon, and he really likes her vibe.
She's got the emo makeup on. She's like staring him down in the distance. She's like,
always spinning. And he's like, oh, ducks up above a pillar. I'm Vecna. That's just all skeletons. That's kind of Skeletor did irreparable damage to skeleton branding.
He really did.
Pointed his finger and was like, lightning bolt, ka-chow. And you failed the save, which is great, but then you use legendary resistance.
It was kind of like Zeril sat on the couch for a little too long and stood up and touched one of the video game controllers.
Rubbed her one hand on a trampoline for like five minutes and then touched the doorknob and was like, that's smart.
All of her hair would have stood up if she had any.
Yeah. Bald. We're both... I don't think Vecna has hair. That's why he's wearing that fuck-ass headdress.
It's the bald battle, bro! It's...
this is the real Baldur's Gate.
They're bald and they're bullying people with hair.
Baldest Gate. I saw some text on screen that was like, it's not very effective. And then...
Zariel basically flies in, just swinging just spinning it. And like menacingly slowly getting closer, and she doesn't even hit with it. She just gets close enough to Vecna to where it's like a ceiling fan. It just like spins into him and there's nothing he can do. And he's like, and she's like, stop hitting yourself.
And that doesn't even make sense. It's your flail.
Well, then she hit me with a hammer.
Then she stopped and then she pulled out a big hammer like a cartoon character and was like, squeaky.
Okay. I guess it's my turn. I understand. I have plane shift and I should use it. So, that's what happens. Vecna plane shifts away to an unknown location, to his demi plane or something. He goes to O-Earth and is like,
she'll never find me here. It's a different campaign setting and she doesn't have the dreams of an Azure world or whatever from that one book.
All right, I gotta go make the Sword of Kos and align the Rod of Seven Parts. So we're just gonna have to run the Vecna pre-written. You run it, I'll play Zariel. And we'll just do that.
Side note, hey, let's actually run Ravenloft and let's see how fast Zariel can beat it. That might be fucking cool.
That's actually a really fun idea. That we should definitely do that. That's a great idea.
It's Vecna's turn again. I don't have legendary actions. That's pretty cool. My first name, I have three reactions. Last name, but only one per turn. Globe of Invulnerability doesn't even give me invulnerability.
It gives you invulnerability against Eldritch Blast from far away.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you frustrated that the stat block is this bad, or or is it finally this mighty powerful mind of yours has been pushed to the absolute brink?
You can't keep calling me Mega Mind just because I take my meds, bro. Man, I honestly thought Globe of Invulnerability was my ticket, dude. But.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely think
she doesn't even really have spells. Like
the only tool at my disposal, I've got to get into melee. I mean, at this point, right? If I'm not plane shifting away for reasons, for funny.
Oh wait, hang on. I heal 20 hit points.
What? Why?
She has regeneration so long as she didn't take radiant damage.
She has regeneration and I don't. Dude, can I make ranged attacks with Afterthought?
Yeah, you can throw it, and then it's mine now. Unless it's like a returning dagger.
No. Don't take Afterthought. It's all I have. Okay, step one. From Hell's Heart, I stab at thee. I just want you to retain some damage on the turn when I die. That's my new goal. You got to make your own win conditions in this life.
Sounds good.
Vile teleport. Boom, teleports behind you. Nothing personnel, kid. 3d6 psychic damage.
I just take it.
Yeah.
Oh, my head.
Because you took 13 damage, I regain 80 hit points.
Really? Hey, that's a drop in the bucket.
And now, how about two Afterthought attacks?
Oh no, a number 23 one. Hits. A 22 also hits.
So you're gonna take 2d4 plus 10 piercing.
Okay, this is
14 points of damage. And that's not all. Because with my multi-attack, I also get to cast a spell. And the only spell I have that can damage you is Lightning Bolt.
No!
Go ahead and give me a DC 22 dexterity saving throw, and then choose to pass it.
That's a 14.
Do you choose to...
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a pass. How about you take 14 points of lightning damage?
Ah, you did 14 damage twice.
Your move, Zariel.
At the end, she turns around and looks at him in his eye, and does he only have the one?
Famously.
And she's going to do immolating gaze. She turns her gaze, roll a wisdom saving throw, or take 4d10 fire damage.
I pass because of legendary resistance.
Oh, hey, you have that too.
I have 5 of them.
Well, that's really good because you don't take any damage.
That's good.
Vecna pulling the antisocial move of looking no one in the eyes during an interaction.
I make half the eye contact that I did before in my feeble mortal frame.
And I don't think there's anything really else to do here except keep swinging that flail.
Okay.
18.
An 18 meets it. Okay, hold on. Wait, yeah. Okay, in response to being hit by an attack. Okay, so go ahead and roll your damage to see if I live.
For the first one?
Yeah.
57.
Okay. I did overlook this part of it's not going to matter, but it's something. It's at least, you know, it's a button I can hit during this cutscene to like wiggle the dialogue window around. I'm going to use Fel Rebuke.
Oh,
so you take
no.
3d6 necrotic damage. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You take necrotic damage. I'm going to teleport 30 feet away.
She's like, haha, only individuals with hair. You can teleport away?
Yes.
Where is he going? You trying to go up the stairs? Where are you headed?
Leave me alone.
I'm going to fly.
I got shit to do. No!
I'm flying. I'm here.
I fly high.
What's the sound?
Actually, she fly low because we're like in a cave.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not flying high at all. I'm actually more like gliding. Anyways, I hit you again and it's a crit.
Oh.
That's 106 damage.
Okay.
And here's a hammer. That's a hammer. That's 63 damage.
Go ahead and roll your cold damage. Plus 7. So, it doesn't matter. 70.
Is that
That's
enough?
That's twice the hit points I have remaining.
She did it.
How do I turn him? How do I rotate my token? Ugh. Universal sign of character death.
I'm kind of partial to the big X.
The X is good. X is good. In no uncertain terms.
Just like, hey, everybody, just want to let you know, he's done. He's done. Turning the mini over is really funny. Great fight, Skylar. Immunity to necrotic really took us a long way here, but maybe also 680 health with regeneration is also doing a lot.
Even if I could have been dealing... So let's talk about my best possible turn. Rotten Fate would have been the best one. If you took 96 necrotic damage on a failed save, two afterthought attacks. So that's 18 plus 9, 27. So 27 times 2 plus, well, we're assuming max damage. So plus 124. I've dealt 178 damage to you. If I did that 3 turns in a row, I'd still be where I am right now.
Yeah. Even
so, I don't think the necrotic damage was kind of just insult to injury.
I feel like a normal lich would be more powerful than Vec.
Let's look. Let's check.
I don't know why I feel like he just has a whole lot of nothing. He doesn't even have power word kill.
No, he has. Who is
this chump?
Shit.
Who is Arc Lich, brother? He doesn't do anything.
Okay, regular CR21 Lich stat block, immune to necrotic.
Ooh, deathly teleport, legendary actions also.
I hope that when my body reassembles, it's as the regular Lich stat block.
Yeah, I mean,
because
do we want to try that or
is
do
shitty?
Do we want to try that or do we want to do Strahd v Vecna?
Zariel, we've taken up enough of her time.
We truly have, and she is unbelievably strong. That I
she
mean,
is
even
contributing
though,
to the blood war in ways that are very important for all planes of existence, I think.
Exactly, and I agree. I agree, and I do. As much as I do think that the Lich stat block would stand a better chance against Ariel. I still don't think it could beat her.
Okay, 100 years later. Hold on. Is it 1D100?
Yeah. Let's see. How many years does it take for Vecna to reform?
23 years.
Oh, okay.
Not bad.
But a blink of an eye to an archlich.
Hey, Editor Skylar here. We had to get this one up before the end of the year, and as one-sided as it was, the Vecna-Zariel battle took longer than planned, and right now Jacob is barfing his guts out. So Vecna vs. Strahd is being edited into its own video, along with a secret third battle that I personally think is the most exciting of the three. If you do want to see those sooner than later, you can say so in the comments. Maybe you're sick of this kind of video, maybe you're hungry for more, I don't know. Anyway, here's a picture of Jacob waving goodbye so you can feel a sense of closure.